Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
One.
Before we went on holiday to Croatia last year, I decided to try and learn a little Croatian because I didn't speak any and neither did my parents. I learned about 300 really basic words and I used the internet to learn some basic phrases and to get an idea of the pronunciation. When we got there, it was fun to have the chance to speak it. I mean, I didn't have any long conversations with people, but I could say hello in shops and ask for things or talk about where I come from and where I go to school. I know everybody probably spoke really good English, but when you go to a new country, I think people like it if you make an effort to speak the language.
2. Last February, we drove from England to Morzine in France for a skiing trip. On the way, we had problems with the car, so we took it to a garage. Now, the guy in the garage didn't speak English, and my dad didn't speak French. But there was an internet connection, so they got their smartphones out, and Dad explained what the problem was in English, and the phone translated it. And of course, we could understand what the mechanic was saying too. Okay, so the point I'm making is this. If your phone can translate everything for you, is there any reason why you should learn another language? I reckon technology is going to completely change the way we think about learning languages. 3.
I had an argument with my friend Gwyneth the other day. Now, she comes from Wales. And she went to a school where all the lessons were in Welsh. And I said, that's just crazy. The only people who speak Welsh are in Wales. So that means if you go anywhere else in the world, nobody will be able to understand you. But it turns out that almost everyone in Wales is bilingual. There are just a few people who don't speak English, and they are usually old. But she feels special about knowing how to speak Welsh. And anyway, she says Welsh is an international language too. There's a place in Patagonia, right at the bottom of South America. Apparently, a lot of Welsh people moved there back in 1865, and they still speak Welsh there now.
15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
1.
Before we went on holiday to Croatia last year, I decided to try and learn a little Croatian because I didn't speak any and neither did my parents. I learned about 300 really basic words and I used the internet to learn some basic phrases and to get an idea of the pronunciation. When we got there, it was fun to have the chance to speak it. I mean, I didn't have any long conversations with people, but I could say hello in shops and ask for things or talk about where I come from and where I go to school. I know everybody probably spoke really good English, but when you go to a new country, I think people like it if you make an effort to speak the language.
2. Last February, we drove from England to Morzine in France for a skiing trip. On the way, we had problems with the car, so we took it to a garage. Now, the guy in the garage didn't speak English, and my dad didn't speak French. But there was an internet connection, so they got their smartphones out, and Dad explained what the problem was in English, and the phone translated it. And of course, we could understand what the mechanic was saying too. Okay, so the point I'm making is this. If your phone can translate everything for you, is there any reason why you should learn another language? I reckon technology is going to completely change the way we think about learning languages. 3.
I had an argument with my friend Gwyneth the other day. Now, she comes from Wales, and she went to a school where all the lessons were in Welsh. And I said, that's just crazy. The only people who speak Welsh are in Wales. So that means if you go anywhere else in the world, nobody will be able to understand you. But it turns out that almost everyone in Wales is bilingual. There are just a few people who don't speak English, and they are usually old. But she feels special about knowing how to speak Welsh. And anyway, she says Welsh is an international language too. There's a place in Patagonia, right at the bottom of South America. Apparently, a lot of Welsh people moved there back in 1865, and they still speak Welsh there now.